Please follow OK Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie on Facebook at facebook.com/OKFairEnough. Twitter, our Twitter handle is at OK Fair Enough Pod. And contact us by email at okfairenoughpodcast@gmail.com. OK is spelled just the letter O and the letter K. You can listen to the show at Podomatic at okfairenoughpodcast.podomatic.com. Please subscribe, comment, and rate us there. Or you can listen to us on Stitcher. We're still figuring out how to not be rejected by iTunes. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the show. Welcome to OK Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie. I'm Charlie. I've given my kids the day off, mostly because I didn't want to talk to them about the subject matter in today's episode. Today, Sean and I discuss crime. I tell the most interesting story about me there is, and it's about a time I was nearly a victim of a really fucked up crime. Sean shows me a video that I can't erase from my memory. I hate you, Sean. And we learn that sharing is caring in Germany. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the show. Are you sleepy now?
Oh, I'm exhausted physically, but I've grown so accustomed to it. Ever since I worked that security job, my body, I cannot sleep more than 3-4 hours at a time. Wow. What will probably happen is when you leave, I'll probably go take a nap for a couple hours something.
The problem with me is my back is so fucked up.
No.
Like, if I sleep for more than 6 hours, when I get out of bed, I'm just like, oh, okay, well, I can't wear shoes today because I can't fucking tie them. And that's what happened. That's why I'm wearing my flippy floppies today. And that is my toe comb over. I don't know. Let me give you some light.
I've seen it before.
Yeah. That's my toe comb over. My feet are absolutely disgusting, and I am filled with shame about them.
It's their fucking feet, man. Like,
weird, man. They're fucking obscene. That is the Supreme Court.
All feet are obscene. They're feet. You walk on them.
It not all matter. Feet.
That just shows your fucking weirdo ways.
Some feet are just innocuous.
No feet are sexy.
These are the definition of obscenity by the Supreme Court. I don't know what it is,
now,
but I know it
can
when
be
I see
smooth
it.
And kind of not, you know, like, you know, comfortable, but, you know, you're still not going to get a foot, you know.
No.
I would never let a woman give me a foot job, although I wouldn't tell her no. I just wouldn't, like, request it.
Would never get your dick in her.
I just would never request it.
Right, exactly. That's kind of my thing. Somehow we're supposed to transition into crime from that.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to do that.
Sean thinks that feet should be illegal. Crime! All right. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to... The first talking point I had was about serial killers, which I know is kind of jumping pretty high up on the rank.
That's fucking jumping in head first.
You know, you think about, you know, some of the big... Those are the names you remember. You don't remember some guy who... You know, rape some 12-year-old. Maybe you remember, but remember, like, if it happened once and it was very secluded in one area. You remember, you know, John Wayne Gacy.
Oh,
you know, Jack the Ripper, Ted Bundy, Kaczynski.
Ed Gein.
Gain.
Is it Gain?
Gain, Gein. I don't know.
That dude was. That, now,
the
that
German
was a
pronunciation would be Gein, but anyway.
That guy was a crazy motherfucker. Yeah. If Hannibal Lecter is based on you, you are a crazy motherfucker.
Absolutely.
He had lampshades made out of human skin. Like, I don't know.
It's like Buffalo, or no, was it, would Buffalo Bob be?
Buffalo Bill is also based loosely on it. Yeah. Basically, every murderer in Silence of the Lambs was based on Ed Gein.
Would you fuck me?
I'd fuck me.
I fuck me hard. I fucking love it. You know Chris from the Family Guy, Seth Green?
Yeah, voice, yeah, yeah.
When he went to go do that voice, because he was going to do this, like, hipster, kind of like surfer guy for Chris. But then, like, he was like, oh, that's a horrible idea right at the last moment. So he decided to do Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs as his inspiration for Chris's voice.
You know what? Initially, he does sound a lot like Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, yeah. The first couple, then it kind of.
But then it
kind of
got that weird squeaky, like.
Anyway, back to crime. That's a crime.
That's a crime. Now, and you mentioned, like, one thing you sent to me was the Beltway Sniper.
Yeah.
What is it? Something Muhammad?
Yeah.
John Muhammad.
John Allen Muhammad, and then Lee Boy Malvo was the.
By the way, if you're going to name yourself your last name Muhammad, why are you picking John for your first name?
Yeah, that's a little strange.
If you're going to go big or go home,
well, maybe, you know, because you take the three Abrahamic religions, Islam, Christianity, and you got John,
Are there a lot of Johns?
I have no idea what Alan would. Maybe Judaism. Probably not.
I'd love to see somebody named like
Saul
Muhammad.
Saul Muhammad.
Like the internal struggle within would be great.
He's a kamikaze lawyer. Okay,
I remember with the Beltway sniper.
Yeah.
because it was starting to come down towards Fredericksburg and everything.
Well, that was at the time where me growing up, we went to Fredericksburg all the time because that's where we came from. So it was kind of for a while we just didn't go to Fredericksburg. Yeah.
Well, no, when that was happening, I was working for a company where the office or the main building that I worked in, we had several buildings throughout Richmond, was right off of 95.
Oh, yeah.
And Interstate 95. And
just don't get gas.
Basically, but it was they were saying if you want an escort to go out to your home, to go out to your car with, we will provide that.
And what's that going to matter? It's a sniper. What, are they going to walk around you? Like
here's
eight of
the
them?
Thing. I made a point every night to walk out with this one guy who was morbidly obese. And I just kind of hummingbirded around him, man. I was just like, he ain't getting me. He's getting this fat motherfucker.
You're playing, the numbers game where it's like, you know, certain amount of center of mass.
Yeah, and he had a lot of center of mass. I mean, I think he was the center of mass.
All right, not to you know, deify this guy in any way, because I'm in no way am I saying, but you got to think the way he did it, that's actually kind of ingenious.
It's
like
ingenious
getting
the
in the back of a car. And shooting from a car because first off
he cut out like like it was like around like the gas cap or something wasn't it?
I don't know specifically.
He cut out a part of the car so he could fit his rifle through.
See, I was thinking maybe like down. The back the lock.
Yeah,
the
some they did. I don't know exactly what it was, and we could Google it, but that probably wouldn't be anything.
Yeah, we just make it conjecture.
If anything, I think the best part about the podcast is how wrong we are. Yeah. But I talked to a friend of mine who is. A veteran, was Army Infantry. And he said the one thing that blew his mind about that was, he goes, you get one of those AR... He was using a Bushmaster, like... It wasn't a sniper rifle, technically, I don't think. I think it was like an AR-15-style assault rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I could be wrong. We're not Googling shit.
Yeah.
But he said the noise from within the trunk.
Oh, would be deafening.
He's shocked that somebody was like that they didn't become deaf from it, even with earplugs and all that other shit.
Yeah.
And he brought a kid with him to do it.
See, that was one thing I was going to ask you about, because we just had the Jolev Sarnaev, or how the fuck you say it, Sarnaev, the Boston bomber.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Because like it has some parallels. It's not exactly the same, but you have a kid that claimed that he was under the influence of somebody who was older.
But there's a difference between a 13-year-old kid and like an 18 or 19-year-old kid.
I think he's like 17, but was Malvo only 13?
Malvo was a child.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know.
Lee Boyd Malvo?
I think I was around that age when this happened.
Yeah,
so
he was a child. It wouldn't surprise me if he didn't have hair on his nuts.
Yeah.
Which, you know, now, don't get me wrong, once you have hair on your nuts, it's okay to make somebody a trained murderer.
Yeah. I'm glad that's what the first thing
rite of passage
was, like, thinking about his nuts.
I tend to think about genitals far too often. But, no, I'm fucking glad Sunarev, or however the fuck you pronounce that son of a bitch's name, I'm glad that he's getting put down a rabid fucking dog.
Don't get me wrong, I'm for capital punishment for most cases, and now but I also can see the argument, because there are a lot of instances where you can never be 100% positive of anything unless you have like
now with
videotapes and this and that, and you still can't know motive or what's the word I'm looking for?
Fuck. There's somebody at home right now shouting the word at us. Preemptive? No, that's not. No, that's when your favorite show gets cut off if the president's talking. Premeditation.
Yeah, there we go.
Woo! I win the podcast for the day.
But still, like, you know, I almost think that putting him either in solitary for 23 hours a day for the rest of his life.
In Supermax.
Or
that's where he
just
was going.
Throw him in, let him fucking fend for himself, and, you know.
I'm honestly,
I've seen Oz enough times. I know what happens to him. It's probably not real life.
No, Oz? Oz is not a documentary. Oz was a fictionalized portrayal of, hands down, the most fucked up prison
in the world. J.K. Simmons is still my favorite actor of all time.
I'm willing to bet that the shit he did in Whiplash is what got him in Oz.
Whiplash.
Oh, you haven't seen that movie? Mm. I haven't either, but he won the Oscar for it recently.
Okay, well, how does it preempt?
Oh, well, basically...
you mean what he did in Oz?
The character in Whiplash was an abusive music teacher.
I've actually heard that correlation.
And I'm willing to bet that, yeah, okay. All right, that would have been a good joke if anybody knew what I was talking about. Okay, but... so far as Snarev or whatever the fuck that character's name is, I personally just think, okay, well, we know for a fact he did it. There is no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, he's been pretty defiant about it.
I mean, he's flipping off fucking cameras in prison.
Well, but
and
I mean,
shit.
I'll flick off cameras.
I'm just
I'm
saying,
not doing anything like that,
fuck the appeals process, all that shit. Two in the chest, one in the head. Just take them out.
Yeah.
There's no point. I feel no sympathy for this guy. I feel sympathy for his family. Well. To a degree. I think, and I honestly think that if you do raise a kid that is willing to do something like that, you've done something wrong.
Yeah, but I mean, you could raise a kid the exact same way two different times, and you can't guarantee. See, that's the thing about parenting. Parents put so much on themselves when a lot of it has nothing to do with them. Well, you could have a saint mother who has a Rhodes Scholar humanitarian. As one son,
and then
the other
she
son
has
is a
your brother.
Sociopath. Oh, as a sociopath that fucking likes to murder small animals, you know.
I guess. Al Capone had a brother who was a federal agent.
No.
Now, I don't think that they had ever met.
Mm.
I think he was like a half brother or something.
Gotcha.
And that's one that I didn't write this down, but so far, punishment, real quick. Let's just discuss that a little bit more. Treatment versus prison for drug offenses.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, minor. If you're talking about carrying like that, first off, marijuana is
it's innocuous. Who cares?
Yeah, it's less dangerous than cigarettes or
alcohol
for that matter.
And I do a lot of both of those.
Now, there is an argument, and this makes a lot of sense, that you actually increase the amount of tar buildup in your lungs from marijuana because you don't filter it a lot of times. Like if you're doing joints, there's no filter as on a cigarette.
That's
where
true.
It does. But
that's a business.
As far
idea.
As the cigarettes. Well, if it were legalized, you could make regular cigarettes. In fact, they do. That one I was showing you the other day from a couple weeks ago, my cousin had bought one from a dispensary.
Right, right. That was a very pretty looking. That joint was
pretty.
A work of art.
But anyway, we're getting to the point, and I think it's going to eventually be legalized.
It has to be.
Yeah, but if you start talking about some of the higher end ones, just carrying or using, there is a certain element of disease within and you could say disease, you can say addictive, you know, it depends on how you want to look at it. There's a chemical
process.
Are you
talking about marijuana or hard drugs? You're still
hard drugs, but I mean, like getting addicted to them shouldn't be a crime where you go to jail for 5 years.
It's an illness.
And it's going to just make
it
worse.
It should be treated. Yeah.
Absolutely. The war on drugs has failed considerably, and we need to go after what the real problem is, and that's people trafficking.
I mean, I will say that if we made the use of illegal drugs legal.
Oh, it would cripple them.
It would do nothing but help the cartels in Mexico.
Oh, no, the legalization of marijuana is already crippling them.
Well, you see, now, so far as just like the legalization of marijuana in terms of buying, producing, and selling, I'm all for. Now, when it comes to heroin or coke or
you're not saying
meth.
You're not saying to produce them, you're saying to legalize them.
I'm saying
to decriminalize them.
Decriminalize the use for everything.
Oh, yeah, then that would help them. Absolutely.
If I want to snort some meth, that's on me. And if I want to snort it off of a hooker's ass, that's also on me. Which also prostitution shouldn't be illegal.
Well,
but we've already discussed that.
At great length.
Yes. God, that was such a fun and fucked up episode. But there are actually studies that they're doing saying that treating people for drug abuse would actually be less expensive than imprisoning them
drug
abuse. So why don't we fucking do it? And I know what it is because there are tons of people out there like me where the idea of making drug use legal scares the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. When I say I would like to see the use of illegal drugs be legalized, I say that strictly from a logical perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It scares the shit out of me. I don't like the idea of that ever happening, but I'm sick and tired of seeing people getting sent to prison who have done nothing wrong except for, in some cases, be poor and or be an addict.
See, that's a huge thing because, you know, you take a poor, regardless of race, person and put them in a situation where, you know, they have like an ounce of weed.
Yeah.
They're not very bright. Maybe they don't have the amount of money to get They're going to jail.
Your court-appointed lawyer is... I'm not saying that court-appointed lawyers aren't good.
Yeah, because obviously it's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing, but they don't have the time. Yeah. I mean, you read articles where it's like, I met my lawyer the day of the trial.
Yeah.
Like, I was waiting to go in shackles, and the guy walks up and goes, hi, I'm your lawyer, let's go.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Now, don't get me wrong. One thing the world does not need more of is lawyers. We don't need any more of them.
But you take a guy who's...
We need less crime.
The heir to the, Revlon... Or what was it? Revlon, where he ended up...
Oh, the Jinx guy?
Yeah, he ended up killing somebody. And that was the whole thing. Dog the Bounty Hunter tracked him into Mexico, and then they got arrested for legally tracking him or some shit like that. But anyway, that guy... I don't know what eventually happened to him. I think he actually did get punished pretty well. But, making an argument, there are some cases where money will get you out of prison at the very least.
And you've heard about the documentary The Jinx that came out recently.
Oh, yeah. Robert Durst.
Yeah, Robert Durst.
Yeah.
You know what I love about this? Robert Durst murdered and hacked up somebody, admitted to doing it, and somehow got off. How the fuck you hacked up a guy?
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to get off this time after all of the
publicity. No, he can't. He can't get off. Yeah. You look at him, you can tell, like... That dude's killed a lot of people.
And he's probably jerked off to it.
Minimum of once.
At least once.
He probably took breaks while hacking up a guy. Shit, he probably hacked off something of the guy and used it for like a pocket pussy.
There you go.
And fucked it.
I mean, you think the inside
and
of
a penis... And we've hit a new low.
The inside of a penis would probably be...
Oh, God. Well, not if it's a... Well, if it's an Asian guy, no.
It wouldn't fit.
And if it was a black guy... It'd be like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Now, this isn't quite that great of a segue, but I want to go ahead and use it as a segue.
This is an interesting topic,
and it was interesting how it came about, because this topic actually came about prior to the topic of crime.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted to throw this in there, because technically it is a criminal issue.
You're talking about bestiality.
But the one thing...
Sorry to interrupt. On what planet do two men simultaneously say the word bestiality and be on the same... This is fucked up.
Yeah, it's a little
I don't think we should do this show
Well,
anymore.
It's because you have notes and I have notes, and we have... You knew what I was talking about.
That's
so
true.
It's a little hard to... But anyway, the one thing that brought it up is I mentioned to Charles one time about Mr. Hands. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of Mr. Hands.
I have not.
I was told about this, and at first I was like, no, this is a fucking joke. Who in their right mind... would do something like this. And if you don't know what Mr. Hands is, there's a guy by the name of Kenneth Pinion.
Oh, God, you're going to show
Seattle.
You're going to show this to me, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I am.
God damn
it. We are going to get a first-hand reaction from Mr. Baker here about the video. Anyway.
I wish this was a video podcast so you guys could see my face. I'm going to start off with this.
I want you to watch this video, and it is kind of disturbing. In multiple ways.
You know, there's a gif right above that of a girl playing with her pussy. We could just watch that instead.
Anyway.
Two guys, one horse?
Okay.
Oh. Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Why are you showing this to me? I thought we were friends. Oh, God, it just went all the way in. That horse's dick just went all the way in. Oh, my God. Oh. Stop. Oh. What? This... You watch this for entertainment?
It was for research.
Research? Next time, watch fucking Mr. Rogers for some goddamn research, because we now have to... Here's the thing. Oh. In terms of fucked up things in my brain, on a scale of -5 to 5, where 0 means that my brain will still function correctly for the rest of my life, I'm now at a 2. Mr. Rogers will get me back to 0.
Oh, that was well worth it. Anyway, for those who didn't see the video...
Sean just raped my fucking eyes.
You can kind of understand what it was about from his reaction.
Yeah, go to twoguysonehorse.com. Why not?
But what's interesting about that is the guy actually later died from a perforated colon.
Good!
Yeah, I would agree.
Good!
But what's... But, okay, segue, getting back to the topic...
How did he even get that in there?
I don't know either. I've had some pretty monster shits before, but I still wouldn't. That like, wouldn't even be possible.
Oh my god! And who was helping? Like the
That's
horse
the
was
other guy.
But who was holding the horse up?
I don't know.
Because the horse was only on its hind legs. That implies that they came up with some kind of goddamn contraption.
Well, see,
to hold a horse in place while you fuck it.
Back to the topic. What it actually
I can't talk
was,
about anything else ever again.
Him and a friend of his had broken into this barn. I think it was in Washington somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they had actually done this in multiple places. They had been doing it for a while. Apparently, there's this whole thing about guys getting fucked by a horse.
So they were breaking into barns and fucking horses?
Absolutely. Yeah, the owners never really knew about it. At least that's what they claim. But
at a certain point, why don't you just get your own horse?
Prior to this, there were a lot of laws in place that were like sodomy laws, which kind
sure.
of applied. But after there was at one point, you know, when you know the equal rights movement kind of started coming about, where a lot of those got redacted, but they didn't put into place for bestiality. They never replaced the laws that would make bestiality illegal. So in a lot of places it wasn't illegal, but then stuff like this started happening, and the big issue became,
so the only thing that they would have been gotten in trouble for there was breaking and entering.
No that was one of the guy that was with them did get in trouble for that, but they started throwing in animal cruelty laws, and that's when they started couching with that. But see, that horse definitely, I don't think that was really cruel for him. He was happy about it. But.
You know, and it kind of goes to all these kids that are getting, all these guys, like high school boys that are able to fuck their hot teachers,
mm-hmm.
not against the law. I mean, it is against the law.
For
should
the
not be against the law. For anybody.
For the teacher, you have no problem?
There is no victim in that.
Oh, no, absolutely.
I'll put it like this. If you can jerk off later thinking about the crime you were a victim of, it's not a crime.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a French teacher when I was in high school.
Well,
there was a rumor that she fucked her students, and I confirmed that that was true. Not a crime. And I'm not going to say your name.
No, absolutely. No.
It was Margaret Sadler. No, I'm kidding. It wasn't her. It was not Margaret Sadler. And she'll never listen to this. I don't think she knows what a podcart is.
Anyway, you just fucked my train of thought. Anyway, but the argument against that, I would say, is... You're setting a horrible precedent for the opposite direction because I don't want to make this women can't, make their own decision thing, because a man and a woman, obviously there's innate differences.
Right.
But when you have a situation where it's a male teacher and a female student, yeah, sure, there are some instances where the girl wants to fuck the fucking teacher. In fact, I was in a class we had a sub where the guy, he was a pretty good looking guy, and one of my classmates was like, I want to fuck him.
Yeah.
Like, just flat out.
How is Steve doing? No.
Actually, he just had a kid, but anyway.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
For him.
Anyway, but there are situations.
Did you show the kid the fucking horse fucking video?
I will. there are some instances where, when you have a male authority figure that they can coerce or force, somebody into that
right.
situation. And you could even have it the other way around with a female and a male, but that's probably less likely.
And I will say specifically with
because
that gender.
Because boys at that age will pretty much fuck a hole in the ground. So.
And probably have.
Yeah.
I mean, no, in that specific situation, gender does play a role.
Yeah.
Whereas young high school girls, they do not want to fuck anywhere near as badly as young high school boys.
Yeah.
I know this firsthand. I know this firsthand. But no, if one of my teachers if one of my really attractive teachers in high school wanted to fuck me,
mm-hmm.
yeah, game
oh,
on.
Oh, absolutely.
Game
yeah,
on.
No.
Hey, you want to bring your horse?
She wouldn't even
bring your horse. Anything where you get to touch something of mine, I am on board. When I was 15.
As long as the horse wasn't injuring you, correct?
Well, there were some teachers where I might have just done that.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm not going to say any names, but yeah.
Jeez.
And actually, regarding that, you're talking about young girls being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
I told you about a story that I don't think I've ever told you. That actually happened to me. And this is going
to
take a couple of minutes, but just bear with me.
Okay.
When I was nearly the victim of a crime, a serious crime, when I was 17 years old. I was recruited into child pornography and damn near may have gotten raped or murdered. hopefully just one of the two.
I was just a game, Charles. It wasn't
real. Well, no, here's the deal. Here's what happened. Okay. So when I was in high school, I was heavily involved in theater. And yeah. I was doing a lot of community theater at this place called Four County Players in Barboursville, Virginia. Yep. And in my mind, that meant I was a big shit deal.
No.
I didn't realize that just meant I was as good an actor as a housewife whose husband didn't love her anymore. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I did a play called The Homecoming, and it was based on the book that the television show The Waltons was based on. I played the lead role.
Dumb
Boy? No, it wasn't that. It was The Unexpected Guest. It was an Agatha Christie play, and I played a police officer on it. And I got this glowing review from this guy who reviewed plays and out of Culpeper for the Culpeper newspaper.
Did he end up reviewing your testicles?
No. He wanted to. Oh, let me get to it. But anyway, after one of the shows, I get a note downstairs saying this guy wants you to call him. He is helping produce a movie, and he wants you to audition for the movie. And I'm just like, this is it? See you later, suckers. I am going to be fucking famous. My dreams are coming true. So I call him, and he has this really effeminate and kind of like Northeastern kind of voice.
You sound like Mort from...
He sounded a lot like Mort. Oh, God, my mucus has blood! Like, he does sound a lot like that. He's like, well, look, I want to talk to you. I want you to come to my home and audition for me in my home. Now, listen, what I want you to do is park your car at a movie theater three blocks away. Because there's not very good parking at my house. Now, I'm 17. I'm just like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that makes sense. There's not good parking. Of course he wants me to park three blocks away at a movie theater. So I talked to my folks. I said, look, here's the deal.
Was this Pee Wee Herman?
No. This was a guy whose pen name was Richard Bell. I still don't know what his name, actual name is.
Name sounds familiar.
And I mentioned Margaret Sadler earlier. She was my theater teacher. She actually saved my ass on this.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I actually owe her big time for this. And I'll get to that in a minute.
Did she take a hit for you?
No. But I'll tell you. So they, my folks, I tell my folks, here's the deal. You know, and my dad just immediately goes, no. You're not doing this. And I was like, I'm a fucking artist, Dad. Don't you take this from me. You don't understand, you fucking old man. And he's just like, do you think it's weird that he wants you to park so far away and audition
done this before,
in his
son.
Home?
I don't know this paper.
You ever see two guys, one horse? So they go, you can go. You can audition. We are driving you.
Okay.
And I said, okay. So I called the guy. I said, yeah, I'll be there, but my parents are going to drive me. And he's like, why? I was like, just because they want to drive me, they don't feel comfortable with me going to some dude's house that they don't know in the middle of the night, blah, blah, blah. I was like, don't worry, it's cool, dude. And he was like, well, okay, just make them park at the movie theater. And I'm like, okay. So we get there, and this very strange man comes up to my mom and dad's car, and he walks there, and he goes, and he starts talking to my parents about how bad he wants to see a little movie that's coming out called Showgirls. Now, we all know what Showgirls is now.
Oh, they didn't know at the time.
Back then, I was like, Showgirls, what the fuck is a showgirl? I don't know what this is about. You know, just one of the worst movies ever made with lots of titties and sex. Mm-hmm. And he goes, okay, well, we're going to go to my house now. I'm like, okay. So I walk three blocks with him to his house, and we get there, and we go inside, and I see these two old people attached to oxygen tanks it was a ranch-style house. And had a long hallway going in the back and towards the living room. And I saw these two people on oxygen tanks in this room all the way in the back. This is fucking weird. So I'm like, who are those? Oh, they're my parents. They live with me. I take care of them. And hindsight being 2020, I'm pretty sure it was the other way around. He lived with them. He goes, we're going to audition in my room. And I went, okay. And with me is a small duffel bag the whole time.
You're almost a casting couch video.
I honestly think, well, if he had had a couch, that would have been great.
Okay.
I had a kitchen chair. I would have been a casting kitchen chair video. Nice. So we go in. He goes, okay, we're going to audition in my bedroom. So we go in, and he has a bathroom attached to his bedroom.
What the fuck?
And he goes, well, just have a seat. You know, did you prepare something? And I'm like, yeah. I prepared a monologue from A Christmas Carol for him, a thing by an Ebenezer Scrooge thing, to audition for this movie. And he goes into the bathroom, and all of a sudden I can kind of see through. The door isn't closed all the way. I can kind of see, like, he's starting to pop pills. And he places the duffel bag down in there, and I could see the outline of something. I don't know. It was about 8 inches long, possibly cylindrical.
That was his penis.
It was, I think it was either an extra cock or a gun.
Or a knife.
I don't know. So he comes in, and the television's on in his room. He closes the blinds, shuts the window of his room, locks the bedroom door, and then turns the television up. I'm assuming so that the neighbors couldn't hear the cries of a young Charlie Baker just wow, going, dude. I think it's tearing!
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I read him my little Ebenezer Scrooge thing. He goes, that was wonderful. I definitely want you to be in this movie. Here's what it's about. And I went, okay, because it's called The Model. And you're going to play a young male model in New York City. We're going to film it over the course of about 6 weeks. You'll be paid about $10,000. Immediately, when I hear $10,000 and I get to play a model, all concerns of this guy raping me went away. It was just like, I'm in. All right. He goes, now here's the thing. There's a lot of full frontal nudity in this movie. And I just went, excuse me? And this was back when I was thin and I was good looking. Mm-hmm. And I was still like ultra like self-conscious about my penis. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if my penis was big or small or what. I just knew that I had one and I liked doing stuff with it.
Yeah.
He goes, so what I want you to do now is I have prepared, here is some lines from the movie. I would like you to get nude and recite these lines with me. And I just went, I'm not doing that. And he goes, well, why not? What's the problem? And in my head, I'm going, well, for starters, I can't escape this fucking room. but mostly it's because I don't want you to see my penis. So I go, well, look, here's the deal. I don't really want to do that. Let me work out. Let me get some six-pack abs going, and then I'll do that. And he goes, that sounds wonderful. And I was like, okay. He goes, how long do you need? About a week? And I was just like, in my mind, I'm like, how long do you think it takes for somebody to look good naked? A fucking week? No. I was like, maybe a month? And he was like, okay, that sounds wonderful. All right. Well, what do you want to do now? And I'm like, I would like to go home. And he was like, okay, then. So we leave. We get in the car with mom and dad. He didn't come home. He didn't come home with me. No.
Oh, how's your house?
Where's your house? Where are all the entrances and exits? And do you have a security system? So we're riding home. Mom and dad are like, how'd it go? I was like, oh, okay, I guess. And they're like, so what do you think? I was like, I don't know. It's a movie about a model and blah, blah, blah. And he wants me to play the lead role. And I'm thinking about it. And they go, oh, okay. I go, I have to start working out. He wants me to take my shirt off in the movie. And they're like, oh, okay. So all right. I didn't tell him the whole story because it's my parents. So the next day I went to my theater teacher, Margaret Sadler. And I said, can I ask you a question? She goes, what? And I was like, he wants me to do a nude scene in this movie. Like, what do you think? And she goes, I think you're under 18 and that's against the law. And I was just like, no, it's not that against the law, really. I mean, as long as I'm allowing myself to do it. She's like, no, you're not doing this. This is dangerous. I was like, okay, I'm doing it. You know, fuck you, Sadler. You don't know.
You don't know me.
You don't know me. I'm an artist. I have to let this flower bloom. So, and then she called the cops.
Oh, wow.
So, and then the cops called my mom. And mom goes, why didn't you tell me that he wanted you to be naked? And I was just like, I didn't think you'd understand. You know, it's art. What am I supposed to do? And that's when the cops tapped my phone. And that's when they made me call this guy over and over again, trying to get him to admit that he wanted me naked on film. We couldn't get him to admit it. And he eventually stopped returning my phone calls. And he says, look, you just got to make up your mind whether or not you want to fucking do this. I got lines of boys around the corner wanting to do this movie. And I'm choosing you. You don't got to be a prima donna about it. So, yeah. Then they wanted me. They said, well, what we want you to do is set up another audition. Tell them you have a friend that also wants to do it. That'll be our police officer undercover. And we're gonna put you in a flak jacket, and we're gonna wire you, and you're gonna go in there. And I was just like, no, I'm not doing that. So, but anyway, I never heard from the guy again. Needless to say, I'm not a famous film star. I'm also not a victim of child pornography or rape.
How many people have you actually told of that story?
Several.
Okay.
It's probably the most interesting story about me I have.
It is, but that's why I was like, why have I never heard this? But that's kind of fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts. Now. One thing I wanted, I had a little game planned for this. Recently, Kim Jong-un executed a guy with a fucking anti-aircraft gun. Mm-hmm. And his crime was falling asleep during a military exercise. So with that, I present True or False, the game True or False. And Sean, you are going to guess whether Kim Jong-un executed this person for the reasons I say and if the method of execution is real.
Okay.
Okay, number one. A vice minister of the army was executed with a mortar round for reportedly drinking and carousing during the official mourning period after Kim Jong-il's death. Kim Jong-un ordered no trace of him left behind, including his hair. And the guy's name was Kim Chol. He was forced to stand on a spot that had been targeted for a mortar round, and he was quote-unquote obliterated. True or false?
True.
Correct. That, well, keep in mind, anything regarding true or false with North Korea, it means it's really, it's true-ish. Like, we think yeah. it might be true, because North Korea doesn't, they don't show their hand very often. Yeah. A high-ranking military officer named Kim Thuk-chi was covered in dead fish, chained to a wall in Kim Jong-un's presidential dining room, and fed to a starving bear during a dinner in front of a select group of high-ranking North Korean government officials. His charges include treason, buffoonery, and refusing to follow the casual dress code for military officers. True or false?
False.
That is correct. That is false.
You're too predictable.
Oh, fuck. All right. Kim Jong-un's uncle was stripped naked, thrown into a cage, and eaten alive by a pack of 120... Well, true-ish. Yeah. He and his uncle killed by 120 fucking starved dogs.
Yeah.
Okay. A munitions plant manager was castrated and crucified in front of his factory's workers for owning a South Korean Bible and owning Western pornography. His wife and three children were sent to a forced labor camp to begin their quote-unquote three generations of punishment. True or false?
Huh?
True. False.
Oh, okay.
Woo!
So you did go true, false, true, false.
Oh, yeah. No, well, no. I went all true and then two false, and I'm going through them randomly.
Okay.
Ha, ha, ha. All right. Let's see. Oh, okay. Deputy Public Security Minister Oh Sang-hong, a known supporter of Kim Jong, of the guy who got blasted by, with the mortar, was burned to death with a flamethrower. His charges include living a decadent capitalist lifestyle and squandering about 3 million pounds of North Korean currency in 2009 at a casino. He was also involved in a disagreement about a tile mosaic in honor of communist North Korea's founding fathers.
You realize you already told me you only had two falses, right?
Shit.
You've already done both.
Well,
so I'm guessing the rest of these are true.
Yeah. And that's all of them, really. I think. Yeah, that's all of them. So yeah, Kim Jong-un, crazy motherfucker.
Either that or he has a great spokesperson, or personal affairs guy, or whatever the word I'm looking for is.
Like, I have to give him credit.
Tourist.
Whereas he's a horrible human being, the motherfucker's got style.
Yeah.
If you're going to whack some dude, this is a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Hell, a lot better than a gas chamber. I'd like to take that fucking Sarnev guy and fucking feed him to a pack of hungry dogs.
Yeah.
Or, no, actually, the mortar would be more appropriate.
Speaking of feeding parts of humans to
other things,
this kind of segues into, there's a man from Germany. There's a song by Rammstein. You know Rammstein.
Yeah. Okay. Du hast.
Okay, everybody knows it.
Du hast
anyway,
mich.
well, there's a song called, it's called Mein Teil, which means my part, or it's colloquial, my penis.
Oh, okay.
Now, this is a story about Armin Mibus, and he...
Oh, you sent me a note on that. I know nothing about this.
Yeah, he had put a... On chat boards, he had put, you know, looking for a young male to be basically...
Ooh, murdered and eaten! Yeah, I've heard about this guy.
Yeah, he cuts his penis off and cooks it.
Yeah.
And they both eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Like, the dude ate his own penis before he bled to death.
Well, I mean, I gotta be honest. I mean, like, if I'm gonna let a dude cut off my penis to eat it,
you want to at least take a taste of it?
I want a bite. Yeah. I think he owes me that much.
Well, the weird part about it was, originally, since this guy had videotaped and written a saying, I am agreeing to this.
Yeah.
This is my own free will. I want this to happen. The guy originally was only convicted of manslaughter and sentenced 8 years in prison.
Right.
For killing a guy and eating him.
Right.
But there was such, like, this huge outrage, and I don't know if double jeopardy is not a thing in Germany. I guess it
must
not
be. Most of
the
rights that we have in a criminal court here, they don't appear to have overseas.
Yeah, so I assume not. And so they actually later retried him, and he got sentenced to life in prison. But what's the funniest thing I read was that he has since become a vegetarian.
Jesus Christ, are you fucking kidding me?
No, the last meat I eat will be man penis. I mean,
like, that means he did it all for nothing.
Yeah, for the most part.
I mean, if you're gonna eat guy cock, keep... Yeah. Oh, god damn. Fuck you, Armin Muse, or whatever your goddamn...
Mivus,
whatever. It's got a W in there. Fucking stupid Germans with their dumb letters.
Yeah. Well, the weirdest part about it for me was that, I've been listening to Rammstein for a number of years, but I never spoke German. Least until now, but,
You speak German now?
I took 4 semesters. I can read it, I can listen to it, and I can speak it somewhat.
No shit!
Not that great at it. But if you listen to the lyrics of the song now, it has a whole... Because, like, when I first listened to it, I had no idea what this was about. I watched the video, and the video kind of portrays
it out.
What happens.
See, I was never into Rammstein.
Oh, I fucking love Rammstein.
Really?
I listen to it all the time. And it's great.
And I'm fucking German.
That was probably one of the weirdest criminal stories that I could find. And it kind of was interesting simply because, you know, you start out, you're listening to this song, you get into the song, and then you find out that it's about mutilation.
A guy cutting off a cock and eating it and sharing.
Yeah, he did share.
He was at least polite.
Yes, yes.
It's what you learn in kindergarten. I'll never forget my kindergarten teacher, Ms. Sarkowski. She said, kids, if you ever cut off your friend's penis and eat it, be sure to share it with your friend.
Absolutely.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, that's the show. If you hate yourself and or friends of yours, you should check out twoguysonehorse.com. Fuck you, Sean. Horsecock comes up a lot going forward. Fair warning, guys. The new episode is coming this Wednesday, May 20th, where Sean and I discuss fear. The Emotion, not the movie starring Mark Wahlberg where he fingers Reese Witherspoon on a roller coaster. Just so you know, we're planning to leave Podomatic and find a new site to host the show sooner rather than later. More details about that to come. We hope this fix will actually allow us to finally be accepted by iTunes and get us better support for the show from the people that we pay money to put it online. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/okfairenough. Follow us on Twitter at okfairenoughpod. Contact us by email at okfairenoughpodcast@gmail.com. Listen to the show at okfairenoughpodcast.podomatic.com for now. And listen to us on Stitcher. Thanks again, guys, for listening, all 20 of you. we couldn't thank you enough for sticking with this, and we are genuinely touched that some people really enjoy this. So, thank you. We'll see you Wednesday.